thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so cool. I listen to podcasts all the time.
Cool. I try to, but I listen to so much and I'm so far behind in all of them that I like put it down. I'm like, I'll come back to it later, but no.
Yeah.
What kind of podcasts do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of like, there's like YouTubers that I watch that actually have podcasts.
Nice.
So I'll listen to their podcasts if I'm like driving or like maybe like working out, like things like that, like where like you're not, I don't know, for me, like sometimes I get into a vibe, which sounds so weird because like I'm like addicted to music, who isn't, but I'll get into like moods where like I don't really want to listen to music, but I want to like hear someone talk, so that's where the podcasts are helpful.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I was at work, I would listen to my podcast then, because music, it puts me in a sort of like kind of vibe or mood where it's like, if it's good music, then I'll work hard, but like the, because it's always on shuffle, once it goes to a slower song, I slow down as well, so I have to put on a podcast to keep it that steady flow.
No, yeah, that's really, yeah, I totally get what you mean.
So I think I'll start off with the one and only question I have on this podcast is, how is life going, give or take everything else? Oh, that's going, man. On
yeah, that's an interesting question to have to answer, because it's like like where is everyone at in terms of this crazy global pandemic? Right now, I think I'm very blessed and highly favored. I'm so thankful that I'm healthy, my family is healthy. I'm, you know, blessed enough to still be working during this time. So I have income and a purpose, so to speak. I'm not like at home and like kind of being, getting like stir crazy in a way.
Oh, I was gonna say, you can say lazy. That's me.
No, for a long time, I think especially after I graduated college, I felt like I was just like, I honestly lazy. Like I didn't have a purpose. I was just kind of, I was so, I don't want to make this sound like deep, but I just felt so lost.
Yeah. You know? It's like, that's how I was last year. Cause I graduated, and like the year I was just spent working just to collect money. I wasn't doing anything, looking for a job or anything. I was just working. And so I was, the way I described it is, it felt like a filler episode.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think like, it's weird to me because when, at least this was my experience, like when you're younger, you hear the sort of like phrase, like the chapters of your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't actually experience that until you graduate high school. I think like that's like kind of like the first, not the first chapter, but like the first chapter you feel that you're like closing the book to, or like you're turning the page for, so to speak. And then you go through college and you, you know, you start working like a real kind of like adulty kind of job. And then you, you might like meet people, or like you make new friends, like different chapters of your life happen. So I think this past year, especially for me, it was definitely the most eye-opening chapter. And I was the most aware of it happening, honestly.
Yeah, it's weird, like you know it's happening, but you're not really doing much to like change it, because you're kind of set in that like filler mood.
Yeah, it's not easy. I think people who I don't know, maybe our generation, I don't want to generalize, but it's just, how do you even like, what is your 20s, like what are you supposed to be doing, what's your purpose, what are you trying to work towards? And I have some days where I'm like what is anyone trying to work towards, you know? Like I mean, it's one thing to have like goals and stuff, but then once you accomplish them, it's kind of like, okay, you get new ones. Or, and I think that's my main struggle right now, is that especially with this pandemic going on, I realized, and this is kind of off topic, but like I realized, like what is it exactly that I'm wanting? Like I ask you, what do you want to do with your life? And I feel like that question in itself is so dumb, but like, like I think a better way of saying it is kind of like, what do you want from life? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is it that you want from life? Cause it's yours. Like it's no one else's, it's yours. You contribute to it. You grow and evolve from it. Like, what is it that you want from your own life? You know?
And completely not off topic, like you said, I mean, this whole show is basically anything's on topic, because it's about life basically, and like where we were then to where we are now, where we're going to be depending on what happens next.
Yeah, no, for sure. I honestly, I think the concept of this podcast and even like the title, When We Reminisce, like it's so on point, because I feel like we're really at this time where it's like, oh my God, like we're not like those 9-10-year-old kids anymore. Like we're
sure.
we're those people that it's like we have lives of our own, like we're creating lives for ourselves, and like we're figuring out how the world works and like the basics and credit and taxes and putting gas in your car and like budgeting money, and like it's wild to me because along with all of that, it's like you forget about the smallest things that you used to care about when you were like a kid and a teenager. Like for me, it was like crushes and makeup and like just, which don't get me wrong, I think to an extent those are always gonna have, like you're always gonna have those things that kind of like get you thinking a little bit more than other things, but like this is real. Like I think a major thing for me is that I last year started volunteering at the Contra Costa Crisis Center, and I actually got offered, I want to say like about maybe like 3 or 4 months after I started volunteering, and I was working while I was volunteering there, but I actually got offered a full-time position. I cannot stress you enough like how much working there has changed my life. It was, and I think that's what I meant when I said this past year has been like the most eye-opening chapter for me, because I got exposed to so much that I wasn't even aware of. I wasn't familiar with. I wouldn't think about it. And I feel almost ashamed to say that, because the people that I work with there, it's like people that need community resources, the homeless population, people that are in emotional crises, suicidal people, you know, working with child protective services and like programs in the county to help families who, you know, have children with like developmental delays or disabilities, or like it feels like it's never ending. And so I grew up very sheltered, I would say, and like working there has truly given me a purpose that like I can't ever say I've ever felt, you know, even when I was in school, even when I was, you know, working like random jobs throughout college. Like it's been the craziest ride, but like I'm so thankful for it. And I think especially now it helps to keep things in perspective. And you know, as usual, like I'm a young 23-year-old woman. Like I have different things that I think about and stuff, but I always somehow come back to like, this is where I'm at and this is what I want to do. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine today, and he was saying how, you know, he's a little bit older than me, but he was saying how like you go through life and you have ups and downs, you know, and you experience these different feelings and emotions, and sometimes you can't even describe them, but you reach a point, and it's never easy and it's a process, but you reach a point where acceptance is kind of key. Wherever you're at, you accept yourself, you accept your insecurities, you accept, you know, who you are as a person and what you're doing and who you want to be around and like things of that nature. And like, it just, it's weird. Like he said that to me and my mind was kind of blown, because I was like, oh my God, like you're so right. Regardless of where we're at, like you're only going to do yourself more harm if you choose not to accept it. You can always try to change things, but things aren't going to always happen right away. You know, it's like, just acceptance, and I think gratitude too. That's something that I really value in my life. It's one of like my utmost held values, especially during times like these, when like you have a home and you have your health, and like gratitude, acceptance, the good, like accepting the good with the bad. Like I had to go through what felt like countless jobs before I found like the jobs that really give me a purpose where I feel comfortable. And like no job is going to be perfect, obviously, but like I think acceptance, it plays a big role in so many other like aspects of life that aren't even talked about. It is what it is. I know this is like
your podcast. That's a perfect way to end it. It is what it is.
I know, I say that with everything, but like what about you? Like what have you been up to?
Not gonna lie, nothing. I, well, not nothing, but I just So for the past few months, I've been stuck at home. I was furloughed from my job, recently brought back as on call, but due to my asthma, they're not bringing me in.
Oh.
I'm at high risk, and not gonna lie, I'm okay with that because I like being at home. Sure. I've been at this dealership job for about 8 years now, so this is the first time I've had like a break, and I'm enjoying it. It's like I feel like I'm having like summer vacation. I'm just having the time of my life. I don't. Everything that's going on outside is like horrible, but it's like as things get like more and more like stay at home. Like okay, but what I've learned by being at home, being more creative and starting projects is that if I go back to work there, and not saying working there has been at all bad, it's fun to work. I'm a lot shorter. It's a minimal job, but it would feel like a step backwards after everything that I've been through. I've been more creative in the last 2 months than I was all of last year combined.
Wow.
So right now,
honestly, like, that's amazing, honestly. Like, I think that's so cool that you say that you're the most creative that you've been, and like you've used this time to serve as kind of like a safe space to like release your outlet, you know? Like that's really, really cool. I can't say I've done the same, but that's okay.
Well, I know you've been working, and that's pretty cool that like you're still being able to work and make a difference. But like for me, with like being a lot porter, it's not much of a difference. It's like you're getting to random people's cars. I'm like, I don't want to risk it, the biscuit right now, please.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you've been there for 8 years. That's a really long time. I think that shows like, you know, dedication, commitment, things of, even if it's not something you want to do forever, like that's still, you know, you got to prove that like you stick with something, you know.
Oh yeah. And right now I've been applying to jobs, but there's not many to look for right now, unless I want Amazon or something. And that's still the same point. Like that's me going outside. That's not helping me.
Yeah, it's definitely risky. It's crazy what's happening. And I think the curve was flattening for a minute, but I think people are so desperate to get back to, so to speak, like life before this. For some reason, people considered that normal. That's I have opinions on that.
Oh, yeah, no, there's going to be a different type of normal once this is over. Like things can get relatively close, but no one's really adapting. People are trying to either pretend nothing's happened or try to fit. I don't know. There was an analogy in my head and I can't think of it anymore.
No worries. It happens to me all the time. But no, you're right. And I just don't really understand why, because it's like, as humans, like, I think we were like kind of created to adapt, you know, like since the beginning of time, like we've just always, when things happen, we figure out a way to make it work, and it just works. It honestly, sometimes it really breaks my heart. My other job that I'm working two jobs right now because I have loans I need to pay. Student loans. And so that's a real, I'm not even going to deny it. Yes, Natalie has student loan debt, but my day job is in, it's in healthcare. And so, just to see like the dynamic of where things are at right now, it breaks my heart that people, you know, it just across the board, like people think that it's going to go back to normal. People are frustrated, especially older people. Like you said, people who are at a higher risk if they're exposed. Like it's a lot. And I think as time goes on, people are gonna understand more and more why it's so important to remain a community. That's my biggest thing as an introvert myself. That concept is not easy for me to grasp at times because I'm horrible at accepting help. I'm horrible at asking for help. I'm horrible, like all these things. And I feel like there's a lot of people in society who are like that. But right now, it's like it's when we need it the most. Mm-hmm. And I know I sound very like crisis century right now, but like it's just, it's really, it's truly how I feel. If there's one thing that I think I want people to take from everything going on, not that I have any authority, this is just my opinion as a regular schmegular degular human being here, but like really, really remember how this feels, and what we all had to go through and how we got through it, and carry that into like however life is going to be after this, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like I'm in a fortunate position right now where I could be home and stuff. I feel bad for people who are like me, who are high risk, but still have to go to work because they have to pay for their bills and stuff. And I'm like, dear God, that sucks.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like, how are they gonna like pay their rent, feed their families? Like, it's crazy. It's honestly like this pandemic. It blows my mind that like this is gonna be a massive part of history.
It's kind of weird because like we learn about all that stuff growing up, and like now we're in something that big. I mean, to be fair, exactly. It's all happened, but yeah.
No, it was definitely, it's wild to me. Like I said, we're not those 9-10-year-old kids anymore. We're like, the biggest problem was like, which book are we going to pick for our book report? It's like,
still can't decide.
It's like real, like, this is happening, and it's, what are we going to do about it? It's wild. It's absolutely crazy to me.
Where, like, because I don't, last time I saw you, I have no idea. I know it was after your quinceañera, but.
That was fun, by the way.
That was super fun. I've never danced as well before or after that.
That was awesome. That was such an incredible memory for me. So I thank you for being a part of that.
Well, thank you for like asking me to join. Leading up to it, all those practices were just super fun, just learning all the dance moves and everything.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was a cool way for like all of us to reconnect. You know, even looking back on it, it was almost like nothing had even changed. It wasn't that long after we had all kind of seen each other. So I think it was a good little, like, it was a good treat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I remember now we went to the mall before, like, going to your actual party.
Yes, I remember that in the limousine. That was so crazy. That was so crazy. But, like, it was such a funny, like, thing to do. We were just, like, walking around. People were staring, like.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, it's
been a really long time.
I've said this, I don't remember which other episode, but it's like, it's been so long ago, but also feels like it wasn't so long ago, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, we're in our early 20s, and like, it, like being a teenager, it was, if you think about it, it was like almost 10 years ago, but it's also like, you carry it with you, like you remember, like your youth really does, like it yeah. No, yep. I totally
agree. Yeah, no, it like when I look back, I'm like, man, those were some good years where like it took its time and like it happened. But when I look at other people who grow, like my baby cousin, who's not really a baby anymore, he just turned 13, I'm like, hey, time out, when did this happen?
Yeah I feel the same way. I don't know if you remember, but my sister had a son, my nephew. Oh. And when we did the quinceañera, he was like, I want to say like 3 years old.
I think I remember.
Yeah, he was so cute. I love him to death. He just turned 14. He actually graduated. He graduated from St. Dominic's under these horrible circumstances. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm like, I look at him even now, he's here right now, and I'm like, what? You're like going to high school. Like, you're going to St. Pat's. You're going to the high school that I started, you know, I started my high school career there. So it was like, that's absolutely wild.
Yeah, it's so crazy how time kind of flies. And like, that's like one of the reasons why I want to start this, just to see where we're at this like moment in time, and then maybe pick it back up another moment in time, because I'm hoping to at least continue this podcast for quite some time in a way where not only are we reminiscing, we're getting catching back up, but like hopefully if I do a second season where maybe we do something, let aside if outside lets us do something, but
yeah, no, for sure. I think that would be so cool. I think it would be even like driving past like our elementary school or something, like that would be, it would just feel like, because even now, like, I've lived in Benicia this whole time, but I to this day, like, I don't see the school. I don't, like, you went to Benicia, right?
Yep.
I went to St. Pat's for my freshman and sophomore years, and then I actually ended up transferring to Justin in Napa for my junior and senior years. And I haven't gone back to St. Pat's, but I want to say like a couple months ago, I went to my second high school in Napa, and it was like a mind-blowing experience. And I thought it was so crazy because like it was back to school night when the day that I went with my friend, and it was like, they were like, oh, do you guys know where you're going? I was like, yeah, I'm actually an alumni. And they were like, oh my gosh, like, and I was like, oh my god, I feel so old. But then it was really cool, so.
Yeah, I once, while working at the dealership, I had to do a shuttle drive, so a customer had their car in the shop, so they needed a ride back to work, and this person needed to go to St. Dominic's. I'm like, oh, cool, I know exactly where that is, so I dropped them off, and I'm looking at, like, how different it is, and, man, they paint, like, every so often now. I'm like, choose a color.
Yeah. It's like, you can't even recognize it anymore, but that's really cool, and I think, like, you know, it's important to do this. I think the biggest thing I want people to know too is, like, this is gonna sound bad, but sometimes I cringe. For a long time I, like, cringe at who I was as a kid, and I feel like that's normal for a lot of people, but it's not talked about. It's normal for a lot of people.
Oh yeah, no, I know what you mean. Well, that's not what I don't cringe at myself. I cringe whatever I'm doing, depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like,
my mom's been going through a bunch of photos that she hasn't, like, put away. So I'm, like, looking at, like, a baby self, and I was like, aw, that's so cute. And then I'm, like, kind of see what I'm doing. Like, why am I doing that?
Yeah, like, I was a shy, awkward kid. And if I'm honest, I'm still really shy and awkward. It feels like it, at least. But
oh, yeah, me too.
when you get into adulthood, you kind of have to, like, figure out a way to get out of your shell a little bit, because you're going into the workforce and, like...
saying no, mouthing no, sorry. Continue.
No, I think honestly, like, you especially, you've made the most progress out of anyone I've ever talked to, because I just remember, like, I was so quiet. Like, I was so shy. I was so quiet. I was so uncomfortable. And that was even, like, before the age of social media, like, kind of blew up. You know what I mean? When we were kids, it was like Instagram was barely a thing.
Was it a thing, or was that until high school?
That was high school. You're right. That was high school, because I didn't.
Facebook was new when we were, like.
Yeah, I remember when Facebook came out. It was more like a parent thing, and then slowly but surely, like, everyone started making a Facebook, and then MySpace for a hot second before it, like.
I was late to the point. I didn't get Facebook until freshman year of college.
Honestly, better for you, because let me tell you, I feel like a lot of my problems would have just been less magnified if I didn't have social media. That's another conversation. Social media, I think it can honestly, it's so cool, because you can, like, reconnect with people and stuff.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
it can also be so detrimental to, like, mental health. But, like, even when you're getting a job, like, they'll look at your LinkedIn, they'll look at your social media. It's like, if you are showing that you can't represent a company well or anyone well, like, that, and it sucks, because, like, I feel like no one should be judged for their past, but, you know, that's not really how the world works right now, unfortunately. So it's a love hate. It's definitely a love hate for me in social media. I try not to let it dominate my life. I think when I was in high school and even in college for a little bit, like, I spent so much time comparing myself to people, and I don't even know why. You know, grade wise, looks wise, status wise, like, just a waste of time, honestly. And it's hard, especially now when you're in, like, that awkward phase of, like, where am I going? How am I going to get there? But being gentle with myself. If there's one positive that I can take from, like, my obsession with social media so long ago, was it taught me, once I cut it, I think I cut off all social media for, like, a solid 6 months. It was hard at first, because it was, like, a distraction for me in a way, but I did it, and it was like, oh, I don't have an app to open, I don't have this, so let me take time for myself, let me figure out what it is I think about when I don't have the whole world at my fingertips, you know, like, it was super helpful. And I think a positive is that I realized I am Natalie, and nothing is ever gonna change that. No post that share, no amount of likes, even if, like, I don't have a huge social media following, because I'm not active on social media a lot, so, like, that's just kind of how, like, I function the best. But yeah, I think it's all going back to acceptance. I accept what it is. But yeah, social media is great in its regards, and it's not so great in others, and whatever people's views on it, that whatever works for you, just always be gentle with yourself, prioritize yourself, and accept yourself. I think that's my biggest thing. I sound very, like, life coachy right now, but I think it's, like, the
It sounds great. I'm not going to lie. You pumped me up already.
I think it's like the nature of what I do, honestly. For a long time, I didn't have the confidence to really express how I was feeling and use my voice to kind of uplift others. And now I just don't care. I will tell people, I will till I'm blue in the face. I don't care if I sound like Tony Robbins or Oprah. Like, this is what it is. You have to be nice with yourself. Like, life, and especially with this pandemic going on, I think it's taught people, life is too short. It is way too short. Stop criticizing yourself for your uneven eyebrows or for your quarantine weight gain or for your relationship status or your income. Like, you as you are, and this is something that I like preach on a daily basis, you are enough.
It's hard for me to believe sometimes. I'm sure it's hard for others to believe at times, but it's fact. It's pure fact. Like, what else would you be? What measure, like, being enough is not something that can be quantitated, you know? It's like success, it's so subjective. How can you even say that someone's, you know, not worthy or that they don't matter or like, you know, oh, I'm getting kind of heated, society though, you know, sometimes these messages are put out and it bothers me. But one day I hope I have a louder voice to express how I'm feeling about it.
For anyone listening, just know that for what it's worth, I'm saying it and it's true. You are enough.
This is going to sound really bad, but I gained the perspective that, like, this sounds so bad, but, like, people don't impress me right off the bat anymore. Like, I spent so long being like, oh my God, this person, look at them. They have a pedicure and they have nice clothes and this and that. And, like, those things would impress me. You know what I mean? Those things impress me. I don't want to say I'm unimpressed by everyone now, because that's not true. It's just, the things that impress me now are so different from where I was even like 5 years ago, honestly. Like, now it's like, okay, strip back all that stuff. If you were literally, you had to bare your naked soul, this sounds so dramatic, but like, if you had to bare your naked soul to someone, would that be like, would it be, how would it make them feel? It's like that quote, I think it's like Maya Angelou, where it's like, they don't remember, you know, what you said or what you did, they remember like how you made them feel. And I think that's important. Take the time to really value yourself. Like, what is it you value? What are things that you hold close to your heart and things that help you get through like the bad days? For me, it's acceptance, gratitude, as I mentioned. For others, it might be like stability and emotional health, which are all really important. But like, it varies from person to person. And I think those are the people that impress me the most. The people that are willing to be open and vulnerable and really, and like I said, like, admit that this, no one knows how to do this the right way. No one knows how to get through life, and no one should ever be expected to be happy all the time. No one should ever be expected to like meet anyone's expectations, not even their own. Like, if you have an expectation for yourself and this ABC happens and it ends up falling through for whatever reason, dust yourself off and pick yourself up and try again. And if you don't want to, that's okay too. Maybe that just means it wasn't meant to be. I'm just tired of like the constant being hard on ourselves and like just, that's honestly, I think that was like my life for so long, and it still kind of is, but being hard on yourself is not going to make it any easier. It's not going to make it any better. It's just putting extra pressure on something that really you don't have to pressure yourself for. Sorry, that was a lot.
No, that was great. I don't know how I'm going to, what's the word I'm looking for? Compared to that, whatever I say next ain't going to match.
No, it's totally okay. I can get very extra. So it's like, I just,
hey, no,
so
that's fine. That's fine. That's good. That's good to be passionate like that. And like, just to speak your mind, especially on a platform like this that you can.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous because I think it's never easy when you have to, so to speak, talk about your past. There are good memories, you know, but there are also, there's moments when, like in my case, like I cringe. So, but it was definitely like, it's almost like therapeutic in a way. And it's very wholesome. Doing stuff like this is very, very wholesome.
Yeah, that's when I pitched this idea to a friend of mine, they said, oh, this is a wholesome idea. I'm like, cool, that's going to be my game then, wholesome.
No, for sure, for sure. Thank you for doing this, because it's like, you know, I don't know if it would have happened any other way. Like, everyone's so busy with their everyday lives, and that's why quarantine is the perfect time.
Well, yeah, no, that is true. Like, I was hoping to start this a year ago, but I was too busy working, and then I started working two jobs myself, and I recorded two episodes, and that was it. Actually, three. I recorded three episodes. Oof. It just kind of faded away because I never had time to edit. But this year, I made it a commitment of mine to just kind of be consistent on what I do. When I start something, like, just to continue it, not just start and stop. Even though that's kind of what I'm still doing, I'm still at least being a least bit consistent as much as, or as least as I can.
No, that's honestly, that's bravo, snaps.
Yeah, thank you. But no, compared to what you just say, I don't know what to say anymore.
No, it's totally you, okay. I'm sorry. I got like,
no, you definitely stole the show here, and I will applaud you for that. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, what you said is really awe-inspiring. And I hope it gets through to someone who's listening, or at least maybe someone who may listen a year from now or 2 years from now if they stumble upon this.
No, for sure. Like, I think I that's a takeaway I have from it too. I was never able to find a podcast like this or a platform like this when I was really going through it. College was absolutely traumatic for me. I went through so many things, and it wasn't the school. Like, I went to St. Mary's. It wasn't the school. I wouldn't say it was the people. It was just the mentality that I gained and the thoughts that I went through, and being alone. And like, it was just, it was such a hard time for me. Honestly, it was. And mental health wise, people go through so much in school. It's like depression, anxiety, all these things that you had maybe your whole life, maybe they just came up, but like, it's all heightened times 10. And then you have like the stress from working and like, and all your classes and the interpersonal stuff. It's just, it's so bad. And then you graduate and you're left with like, what was all that for? At least in my case, I was. I don't want to speak for everyone, because I know there's some people that have their ish together way before I did. But I want people to know, anyone who can resonate with me, just know that you're not alone. You're never, ever alone. I describe it as like, you're on this high. Like, let's say you go to Disneyland for the whole day and you're on this high and like, you ride Space Mountain and you get a churro and you take a picture with Buzz Lightyear. And then you get back to like your hotel room or your Airbnb or wherever you're staying, and you just break down and cry. And to some people, like, that would seem like, what? Like, what is happening? But truthfully, like, that's how I felt. I was like, I went through 4 years and I accomplished this thing that I really wanted to accomplish. I was the first person in my family to go to college. I was like, oh my God. And I'm left with thousands of dollars of student loan debt and this shiny piece of paper. And I was crying in the hotel room after my graduation, and it was just, it took me a long time to get out of it. So for anyone who feels, you know, I don't want to say identical, because everyone's experience is different, but similar, or even you can resonate with one piece of that. If I explained it kind of poorly, I'm kind of bad with words, but you're not alone. And I promise you that it's temporary. It's all temporary, and things will get better. It won't feel like it in the thick of it, but things will get better. And let yourself have those happy moments too, honestly.
I think you brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, no.
No, I'm happy for you now, but like, just what you're saying, everything. I'm so sorry you went through that.
Thank you. It's something that I don't talk about ever. And I, so to speak, crawled into a hole. Didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to face what I had kind of experienced within myself. But I'm just so thankful. Like, I'm so thankful that even though like everyone still has their hard days, like, I'm so thankful that as we
continue to grow and evolve and get older, things do change. Things do change. And life is just a roller coaster. It is a roller coaster. And I hate roller coasters. I will not ride a roller coaster. Never have, never will. It is what it is. And I speak to it because I know there's a lot of people that have felt at least somewhat similar. But it's just, like I said, it's just not talked about. And I don't want there to be like a shame or a stigma attached to it at all. I don't. Just, I get people are private, but just let your scars show, you know? You're gonna get so much more fulfilled, at least in my opinion. You'll be so much more fulfilled if you're genuine and if yourself. And I was actually talking to the same friend that talked to me about acceptance. He said, honesty, it will always be like the most relieving thing. Like, don't ever feel the need to like lie or deny something, because honesty is always going to be like, it's always going to set you free. Like, the truth sets you free. I truly believe that now. I really, really do. Anyone that judges you or anyone that thinks you're weak, they're not meant to be in your life. Or maybe they're going with shit. I wish you nothing but the best. I wish them all well. Like, it's just, I don't even have words at this point. It's just, I'm really happy that you provided such like a safe environment for people to talk about it. Even if it's not something that other people talk about, like, I felt safe to express that. So thank you.
No, thank you for sharing. I am no Oprah, but you definitely do sound like you belong on her show.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. I just, it's crazy. And you won't know, I was so unaware before I refused to accept it. I refused to accept that I've been hurt. I refused to accept that I had feelings. I refused to accept that, like, I couldn't walk into a room without my stomach feeling like it was going to go into a knot. I refused to accept that there were days where I literally did not want to get out of bed to shower. Like, it was just, and all these things I feel like are so much more common, you know, like I said. So people just, they got to talk about it more, and it needs to become so mainstream. Mental health needs to be mainstream. It really, really does. Like, that's a message. That's the vibe I'm giving out. That's like my life motto. Mental health needs to be mainstream, and it does not make you weak. It does not make you sensitive or over emotional. It makes you human. We are humans. If we did not have emotions, like the title of this podcast, like, if we did not have emotions, we would not be who we are. We're a human race. We're getting through this crazy pandemic with coronavirus, with fear and anger and entitlement in some people, and anxiety and depression, and, you know, happiness from having moments where families can be together, but also, you know, like the negative stuff that comes with all that too. And it's just, it plays a much bigger role than society or people ever really give it credit for. So I'm glad that we were able to have this conversation.
So besides working your two jobs, what else have you been up to during this stay at home type of thing?
Let's see. When I was working before the shelter in place happened, it was like my days were 6 a.m. to midnight.
Oh, wow.
It was, I started my first job at 8, got up at 5, went to my other job at 6. I was there until midnight. Weekends, it was 8 to 2, 3 to midnight. I was always going, and like, I was so thankful, obviously, but once the quarantine hit, my day job actually closed for a little bit, almost 2 months, and I had all this free time, and I had no clue what to do with it, because like, we can't go anywhere, so I did a lot of, like, organizing. I know it's very, like, cliche and typical for quarantine, but organized a lot in my room, in my parents' house, and a lot of self-care, upped my skincare regime. This is going to sound horrible. I'm not a big Netflix person. I want to be, but I don't know why. I just can't commit to like a full on film.
No, I hear you. I ranted about this in the previous episode. So I'll keep it minimal. I'm terrible at adding new shows to my list. The list just keeps growing and nothing gets finished.
Yes, 100%. I get recommendations from people all the time and I just like, yeah, I'll get to it eventually. And like, in theory, I want to, you know, I want to be able to know what this was about and talk about it with people, but I'm like, that's a whole 2 hours of my life. Like, what else can I do with that? And I also don't want to make it sound like watching Netflix is a bad thing, because that's what it was created for. I think that's perfect for quarantine. It's just for me. And I'm also a kind of person where, like, I prefer watching stuff with other people.
Okay.
You know? And that's not that easy to do during quarantine, because you really got to be socially distant and, like, you know. So maybe once things calm down a little bit and we can go and see each other, get like see friends and stuff, like then I'll be able to watch more Netflix. But as of right now, yeah, I think just being at home, I'm getting back into working both jobs now. So it's been interesting. Today, I'm surprisingly, I have off from both my jobs, which is really nice. A holiday where I have off from both. Yeah, just, you know, trying not to worry. I think to some people being at home, it can be relaxing to an extent, but it can also, like you mentioned, cause a, like, stir craziness. So trying not to worry, getting back to the stuff I love, which is like makeup and putting, you know, outfits together and finding, you know, different ways that I can like contribute, whether it be, you know, volunteering or you know, even, you know, helping people in town, like buying groceries and things like that. Stuff where like I don't have to put myself too at risk. I don't have to be, I'm an introvert, so trying to not have to be too social. But like just finding a balance, I guess.
I honestly don't know what else to say.
Totally fine.
Actually, not like, a first. Every episode there's a point where I have no idea what to say. I don't know how hosts keep going.
Yeah, no, it's been, we've been talking for a while, so definitely we, I think, have hit really cool topics.
Oh yeah, no, most definitely. I think most of this episode is just going to be your voice. I think I might cut some of myself out so people could just hear what you have to say.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, but this is your show, so make sure you're in it too.
Nonsense, it's more for the guest, really. And more for me, just to like, it gives me an excuse to like call old friends, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, it forces me to do that.
And by all means, like, not like trying to plug myself, but if there's ever like a specific topic that like you have in mind, like, I'd be totally down to just come on and like contribute my 2 cents, have a conversation. Like, I think that's the most interesting, is when you're able to like, you know, like, just see what's your perspective, you know, how have you changed, how have you grown on anything, really. Like, I just think a conversation can be had about literally anything, so for sure, like, just putting it out there, keep it in mind.
Oh yeah, no, most definitely. I do plan, like, if I do this for like a second season, is where like we start doing stuff and like bringing like maybe groups together, or pending how things go outside, but
yeah.
Or even just Zoom chats together. I can't say anything, but just seeing how each other is doing, you know.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. Well, this was so fun, and we need to do it again for sure.
Most definitely.
What are your platforms? Where is this being published?
I do need to say that. Well, the hosting site is audioboom.com. Basically, if you look at where we reminisce, there's like no other, nothing else that has that same name. So it's like the first thing, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I don't know how well the Spotify is, because I do not have a Spotify. So it says it's on there. 2 people have confirmed that, but I honestly don't know.
Perfect. That's like my main thing that I go for podcasts. So I'll definitely take a look on Spotify, see where we're at, and then I'll check out Audio Boom as well.
Awesome. Yeah, no, like, as long as you subscribe to on Spotify, I think it kind of links up with the Audio Boom, because Audio Boom's great on the analytics standpoint, where it's telling me how many listens I have, who's using what. I'm like, there's like, because with Spotify and Apple, I have to like send them something saying, hey, can you showcase my podcast, but like with random stuff, I'm like getting notices saying, well, this website has your podcast now. I'm like, when did that happen?
Yeah, cool.
But like who's using that? And then I realized it's someone like outside the US. Like I have I had a listener in Singapore. I don't know if they just randomly found me. I have no idea if they're ever listening. I have one in Ireland. Shout out to that person if they're still listening.
Wow. Oh my God, we're going international.
Again, hopefully, I don't know. They could have just stumbled, listened to an episode, like, hey, this ain't for me, and then just skedaddle. I have no clue.
Yeah. No,
that'd be really cool.
So cool though. Yeah.
I'll send you the link to the audio boom. But as for Spotify, you're on your own for that. I don't use Spotify.
No, I got you. Thank you again for this opportunity. It was so cool. And I hope you're doing well. I know I talked like 90% of this, but I just want to say I hope you're doing really well. And this is a crazy time, but we're going to get through it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too much. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you know, and if anything ever comes up, you like have any questions or any type of, you know, situation happening, feel free to reach out. Like, I don't know how much help I would be, but I just like to put it out there. Community is my biggest thing. So just knowing that you're someone there, like,
let's keep in touch. Like, if you need anything, just hit me up.
For sure. For sure. And thank you so much again, Dominic. This was so cool. And, you are a childhood friend. Like, it just feels weird saying that, like, we're grown, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. If you say childhood friends, like, we're like in our 80s or something.
Yeah.
So it was only what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, but like, I just remember we played tennis together, like my quince. It was like
tennis. Oh my God, I forgot about tennis. Holy, I sold that racket like last year.
No,
I found it in my shed and I'm like, I don't use this.
From elementary school, middle school, like tennis, like we're childhood friends. So please, by all means, we need to keep in touch, and life gets crazy, but this is where we reminisce.
I have an idea. I challenge you to a tennis match if we could.
Okay.
For our next episode.
Once all this is over with, for sure, I'd be down. I still got some moves.
Cool, I don't. I mean, trust me, I'm very competitive, but tennis, man, I'm not. See, we would have to do doubles because I can't run that whole court.
Sure, that's another story.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, I'll let you go because this is your day off. You should really enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah, my family's actually, we're doing a little barbecue for Memorial Day, so I'm gonna go grab some food. But this was so much fun, and honestly, like, this was the best way to enjoy a day off. Like, this was just really cool, reconnecting, socializing, something I don't have a lot of time to do anymore. So thank you so much again, and I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on. I can't speak it anymore. I've lost it.
No, it was totally a pleasure. Have a good one.